نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا حلوة خضرة صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Dear respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've recited before you one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The meaning of the hadith is Ad-dunya hulwatun khadira. This world is sweet and it is green and lush. Anything that is sweet is attractive, and anything that is green and lush is also attractive. So a summarized translation of this hadith is that this world is very, very attractive. Everything of this world is attractive. That the most amazing thing in life is life itself. That Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us a soul, has given us life, something in our bodies that make us active. Something through which we are able to see, something through which we are able to hear, something through which we are able to talk, something through which we are able to move. This is life. And the most amazing thing of life is life itself. And it is through life that we are able to witness the amazing engagements of the day. It is through life that we're able to witness the amazing engagements of the night. It is through life that we're able to witness the rising, the moving, and the setting of the radiancy of the sun. It is through life that we're able to see the waning and the waxing of the moon. It is through life that we're able to see the galaxy of the stars. It is through life we're able to see the huge, powerful, gigantic mountains and witness the power and the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Again, it is through life that we're able to see the crushing waves of the sea. We're able to see the life of the animal kingdom. We're able to see the fish in the sea. All this is through life. The soul that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has put into us. And that is why we should be thankful to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the life that He has given us. It is through life that we are able to witness the amazing hearts of people. The millions of people with a different type of cultures, different type of thoughts, different type of philosophies, different type of ideologies. We're able to witness the loving hearts of our parents. We're able to witness the loving hearts of our children. And we're able to also witness that devotion and the loyal heart of our friends and our associates. All this are the amazing experience of life which Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has put into our hearts. Allah has put it into our bodies. Now, whilst we enjoy all these great ni'mat of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the amazing incidents of life, it is in the midst of all these sweet and beautiful moments of life, we have to face the stark and bitter reality of mouth and death. Many people have a misunderstanding of death. And they regard death to be
a bitter reality.
That is because we have a misunderstanding of death. To a disbeliever, death means the end of life. And that is why a disbeliever enjoys life to a maximum. They fear death because death is going to come and terminate all the comfort and desires of life. But in the case of a believer, we don't regard death to be the end of life. While it may be the end of a temporary life, it is a beginning of a new life, it's a beginning of a new existence. And in fact, a better existence. And that is why to us, death is not a bitter reality. It is according to our approach to death that we could regard death to be a sweet reality. And it is because of this, Sharia has encouraged us to think about death more often and prepare for death. Prepare for life after death, prepare for hisab and accountability in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one verse of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Every soul will have to taste death. Summa ilayna turja'un. And then, it is through death, you would be returned to us. We came from Allah, we are going to return to Allah. In one verse of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah says, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Wherever you are, death will catch you. Death will find you, even though you may be in fortified forts. In another verse of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهِ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. That death from which you are running away, you know death is a reality. Sometimes we're in a state of denial. Sometimes we don't want to confront the stark reality of death. And this is what Allah Ta'ala refers to, that you are running away from death. فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. This death is going to find you. You don't have to find death. Death is going to find you. And Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala addressing the kuffar, He says to them, in the context of the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Afa imitta, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you are going to die, if you are going to leave the world, Afa humul khalidun, are they going to live in the world forever? No. If Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the person closest to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, when he had to leave this world, then what is my and your position? We all of us have to leave this world. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, Al-Qayyis man dana nafsa wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. An intelligent person is that person who restrains his self. He controls his nafs. He doesn't go let it go beyond the limitation and restrictions of Sharia. And he practices for life after death. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once addressed the Sahaba. He saw them laughing in a masjid. So he told to them, what are you laughing? أَكْثِرُوا zikra هَذِمِ اللَّذَاتِ. Remember that which will terminate all pleasures of life. Remember mouth, remember death. It's a reality. Sometimes our attitude is such, we hear of so many funeral notices, people near and dear to us pass away, but somehow we feel within ourselves that we are going to survive death. Everybody else will die, but not us. It is because this we are running away from the reality of death. We're in a state of denial, whereas Sharia tells us to confront the reality of death and prepare for death. One day, a person by the name of Bahlul, he was a very light-hearted person at the time of Harun al-Rashid. Everybody used to laugh and joke with him. So now and then Harun al-Rashid used to call him to entertain himself. So Harun al-Rashid told him that I haven't seen anybody more foolish than you. He had a stick by him and he gave the stick to Bahlul and told him, keep that stick by you The day you find somebody more foolish than you, then you hand the stick over to him. But right now, in my eyes, you are the most foolish person. Harun Rashid was joking with him. Harun Rashid fell ill. Doctor had given up all hope. His life has come to a standstill. About to leave this world, Bahlul went to meet him. Bahlul asked him, Harun Rashid, O Amirul Mu'mineen, your time has come to leave this world. What did you prepare for life after death? So Bahlul, when he asked this question, Harun Rashid told him, I haven't prepared anything. So Bahlul told him, you remember you gave me a stick and you told me that if you find anybody more foolish than myself, I must give it over to him, I'm returning the stick to you. There can't be anybody more foolish than you. You were the king. You used to travel far and wide. And how much of preparation is to make whilst you travel in this world? You have to travel to the following world, to the coming world. Life after death. It's a long, arduous journey. You haven't prepared. Can there be anybody more foolish than yourself? One day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, O Abu Bakr, how much of life expectancy do you have? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu performed Maghrib Salah and he told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, I don't have guarantee that I will live until Isha time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, that's a very long expectancy. When I perform my Salah and I make Salam on the right, I have no guarantee that I'll make Salam to the left. That is the reality of death, and that is how imminent death could be. And that is why we have to be ever, ever prepared for this death. Now, many people, they regard death to be a bitter reality. But if we change our attitude, and we can even look forward for death. One person, he wants to migrate from South Africa, he wants to go away to another country. He takes all his wealth, his possession, everything, and he transfers it to another country. All his assets. And he stays in South Africa with bare minimum. With lots of difficulty and hardship, he's staying because he has transferred all his comfort and luxury to another country. He's going to wait for the opportunity to leave South Africa. The first opportunity he gets, he want to go the other side. Because that is where his comfort and his luxuries lies. His bank balances are there, his properties are there, his investments are there. And he's staying here with difficulty and hardship. Likewise, if we make investment for the akhirat, we do good amal, good deeds, give sadaqah, give charity, put everything in a bank of Almighty Allah. We're living in this world with difficulty and hardship. Where we would want to continue living in this world? We want to be where our investments lies, our investments in the akhirat. And we would now look forward for that life in the akhirat. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was on his dying bed. So Marwan came to him and made dua, may Allah give you shifa. So Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala looked at Marwan and then he made this dua. Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. Oh Allah, I love you to meet you. Fa'ahbib liqa'i. Allah, you also wish to meet me. Now look at the attitude of Abu Huraira. Not desiring to live on. And this is what it comes in the hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'a. That person who wishes to meet Almighty Allah, Allah also wishes to meet him. That is because the person has prepared for that. He's wishing to meet Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala knew, what is there for me to live? He's got better people on the other side. He rather pass away and go meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He rather go meet Abu Bakr Siddiq. He rather go meet Umar, Haz Usman, Haz Ali. Look at great great people that have passed away. He rather go be with them. What is there for us to live in this world for? Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the most wealthiest sahaba of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such great sacrifices he has made in the path of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, being with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in so many different jihads and expeditions, when it came to about leaving this world, he started crying. Somebody asked him, what are you crying for? You have made so much of sacrifice in the path of Allah. What are you crying for? So he said, I'm crying because لِبُعْدِ سَفَرِي وَقِلَّةِ زَادِي. That I don't have much provision for the akhirat. And their journey toward the akhirat is so long. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed Hajj. And after coming from Hajj on the way, he saw the waning of the moon. So he made dua, "Oh Allah, just that the moon is waning and coming to an end, let my life also come to an end." Islamic empire has grown extensively. And before I make a mistake in ruling the Islamic empire, "Allah, you take my life away." We know what has happened. An attempt on assassination was made on Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In that condition, Umar radiallahu anhu makes dua, and this hadith, this is in Bukhari Sharif. He says that somebody told him, whilst he was on his dying bed, "Umar fil Jannah. Umar is fortunate, he's in Jannah." Umar radiallahu anhu said, "What? Umar is in Jannah. My condition is such, when I hope, when I be in the court of Allah, that my good deeds and my bad deeds, they will even off." What great sacrifice he has made, but he himself is saying that he hopes, leave aside getting rewards, he hopes that his bad deed and good deed, they equal off. They square off. And it was in that condition that the same youngster who told Umar is in Jannah, he saw that youngster with his trousers below his ankle. In that condition, about to pass away, he called the youngster and he told the youngster, "Do you know that you're not supposed to have your trousers below the ankle?" This is the sensitivity of deen that these great illustrious people had. Thinking about death is a great means of making our islah. Look at Fir'aun. He was a person that used to say, "Ana rabbukum al-a'la." Claim divinity. He didn't only say, "Ana rabbukum, rabbukum al-a'la. I'm the greatest Lord." So he claimed divinity. But the moment he started facing death, فَأَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ قَالَ آمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلِ. The moment he started facing reality, he started facing death. Now, from that claim of divinity, he came right down to the bottom and he said, "أَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ." From this we understand, thinking of death and facing the reality of death, it had a potential of making a person's islah. Most respected elders and friends, we are about to come towards the end of the month Jamadil Ukhra. The month of Rajab is about to start. And it was a noble habit of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, month of Rajab, "Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan." Oh Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab. Allah, bless us in the month of Sha'ban. And Allah, convey us to the month of Ramadan. If you look deeper into the hadith, there is an expression of the fear of maut. Allah, the month of Ramadan is so great and so powerful, so enormous in its rewards. Allah, do not give me death before the month of Ramadan. And give me a life right until the month of Ramadan so that I may enjoy your bounty and worshipping in the month of Ramadan. This Mubarak months that are about to come in, these are the time for us now to start increasing our good a'mal. Performing our salat, increasing our zikr, tilawat of the Quran Kareem, and making good intention for the month of Ramadan. Month of Ramadan is not far away from us. Make intention that we are going to make tilawat of the Quran Kareem. How we are going to fast, how we are going to change our lives, how we are going to reform, how we are going to get closer to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is why Allah Ta'ala has given us life once again, so that we could get closer to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.